Ramon, thanks for joining us tonight.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for having me.
Of course, man. So, yeah, this is Nikki. He's one of my oldest friends, and we do Paliwanag together.
Nice to meet you, man. So, thanks for being here.
Yeah, to get things going, why don't you tell us like a TLDR or a summary of who you are, from who you were before to who you are now? Just like whatever you're comfortable sharing.
So what do I do?
Yeah.
What I want, when I want, with whom I want. That sums it up. I fly airplanes once in a while. I like to cook, you know, and I treasure good conversation. It's a dying art.
It is a dying art. So I'm curious, Ramon, like, I mean, Snaps told me a bit about you, but like, what got you into cooking and flying airplanes?
Well, as a young boy, I was allowed to get into an active cockpit of a Bakwan 11. And ever since then, I've been wanting to fly myself. And recently, I've been able to pursue the passion. When it comes to food, well, I basically grew up in the Lola's kitchen. So if you want to eat well, you got to cook it yourself.
For sure. What do you remember about like your childhood? Like what dishes stand out? Like what makes you, what's comfort
dishes
food
stand
for
out?
You?
Oh, okay. My tita would always have like a good piece of beef, steak and mashed potatoes for a special occasion. They'd occasionally make roast chicken. And we grew up with a lot of ersatz recipes, like the Kalyos would have hot dogs. And it was only later in life I realized that we were trying to get by back then. I mean, I come from a family of doctors, but back then, they were still training to be doctors. So we had property, but we didn't really have that much to go around. We had to make do with, you know, recipes.
And how has that evolved? I'm curious about like your the evolution of your relationship with food, like now that you're older compared to when you were young.
Oh, well, these days, well, you got to watch your weight. So it's become more higher quality, lower quantity. Whereas when we were younger, it was decent quality, but more quantity. So now, I mean, you could have a piece of foie gras once in a while, but you know, that's your dinner already. With a little salad, that's your dinner already. These days, it's more quality over quantity.
I like that.
Scotch over beer. Scotch over beer.
Yeah, scotch and then beer.
I remember, pare. Yeah, that was how we would do it. We would like drink a lot, man. And like we good times. Really good times.
Good times, for sure.
No, it's good to indulge. Like, I mean, I think I agreed about like as you get older, it's not about the trying like different, I mean, you know, it is about the quality talaga. And
No, because, well, the resources allow for it, and we lived our lives in such a way that our expenses are kept really low. It's just me and my wife and the dog. We're not going to have kids. I mean, why miss out on the better things?
I agree. So what's life like now? Are you still in Dipolog now?
No, I'm in Clark because the airport's here and the airplanes are here. And we got a condo here in a golf resort. It suits us really well. It's just the two of us. We got a big lake right in front of the house and right in front of the building. And you live inside the base. You don't pay a lot in taxes. So electricity, no taxes. Water, no taxes. Property, no taxes. And I like it like that.
No, that's amazing.
Freeport, right? Freeport. Is it a Freeport?
Yes,
it's like
sure.
A special
it is
economic
a Freeport. Zone. Yeah. It is a special economic zone. It is a Freeport. And if you are a locator, I'm not a locator, but if you are a locator, you're given even more tax breaks for your business.
Exactly.
And what made you, I guess, like, what's life like there now? I mean, during this pandemic?
Actually, it's great because it's not crowded. So sometimes I have the whole parade grounds to myself. And this was a few months earlier. Right now, the people are beginning to come back, which is also good for the economy of the Freeport. So the restaurants are open. The bars are open. I'm sure the prostitutes are out there.
We're not, you know, that's the thing about people. They think that they're in control, but we're not, you know. There's this divine plan happening.
Yeah, wow, that's a very sarcastic way of saying divine plan, Nikki.
It's true though, it's true.
Sure, why not? But to a certain extent we are in command. Like
we have free will. We have free will, yeah.
I guess all of us agree as well on causality. So parang, di ba? Cause and effect. So parang, even if it is a divine plan, if it is the system, because the universe, it can be so many things, di ba? So parang...
But so far, the so-called divine plan, I'm not a subscriber. Because I'm more of this is all random.
It
just so happened that some of the molecules came together and became me.
Primordial soup. Yeah, primordial soup.
Could be that. And then, to say kasi it's a plan, requires a planner.
That's true. That's true.
And where did the planner come from? Anyway, we're not going to get into that because that's never ending.
Yes. It's a never ending debate. That is true. That is true.
Right.
So what do you believe in? Like, what are your, I guess, like, you believe in the randomness of things, but like, nowadays, like, what's been on your mind? Like, I mean, not trivial stuff, but like, something more philosophical. Like, what's been gnawing at you?
Massive paper losses in the stock market.
Okay.
No, it's paper losses. Nothing really. I mean, gnawing at me? Nothing. I'm very relaxed. Very few things bother me these days. I mean, if somebody messes with the car or I just cleaned it and it ends up dirty because somebody threw noodles over their balcony, that can be a thing. The field commander will show up here. But beyond that, and even that was an overreaction on my part. I mean, but, you know, you want to have nice things and keep it things nice. But I really can't say, Nikki, if I could answer that to, I mean, I nothing really right now, huh?
Yeah. No, that's great. That's great. And what makes you happy these days? I'm curious about that. Or makes you joyful?
The life that I live right now is basically a dream for me. And, to honestly be able to answer to the never-ending questions of what do you do is what I want, when I want, with whom I want. Truthfully.
Yeah. No, you have the freedom. That's a gift. Not everyone has that.
Right.
Right here. And,
I'm able to... freedom. Well, you chose your path. But yeah, you're having the time of your life, I know.
Thanks, man. Thank you. You know most of the story, diba? It's just the last few years that we haven't really seen each other.
I haven't gotten it from the horse's mouth, so it's all secondhand. And frankly, I don't care.
Yeah, man.
I mean, you can keep in touch. And I mean, your ex-wife still comes to our place. She brings her new flame.
Of course. It's a good restaurant, diba? I mean, why would you not go back there, right? You were in there.
I sure hope so.
I gotta try it, man. One of these days.
Come to the Polo one of these, or you come here and I'll cook for you because I don't.
It's more fun. I think if we go there,
you come to Clark.
At least
you get the real. I mean, it's actually me there. It's just the tao.
Snap will have to pick me up because he has a pass in La Union. Then bring me back to Clark. Then bring me back to La Union.
Okay. Where are you, San Fernando, La Union?
In San Juan. Urbistondo, by the surfing area. Right next to San Fernando lang. Right next lang.
Oh, yeah, I landed in that airport in San Fernando. And I'm visual with that parang Greek thing.
Yeah.
So I landed in that airport once in a while.
Nice. So I'm curious, Ramon.
I'm gonna bring you back, though.
No, it's okay. Snap will bring me back. So he'll leave the car in Clark, ride the plane with you,
right?
And then we'll figure out a way back to Clark. Yeah. He'll have to freak. Actually, no, he'll go back. He'll fly back. Yeah, there. See, it's solved. Snap, you can't say no anymore.
It's hangered here.
Yeah.
You let me know because my friend, we had a friend who was a PA-24 and it can seat 4 people. A very short flight because we go straight to Lingayen and then follow the coastline, land in San Fernando, La Union.
So I know nothing about like planes and stuff. So what's it? What kind of skills do you need to be a pilot? I'm curious. Like, what's difficult, you know what? What's easy?
The truth is, you need to be a really good listener.
Okay.
Because the flying part is mechanical. And as long as you understand the physics, as long as you understand the effects of controls, and you're the type who is able to stay calm in all situations, you'll be all right. But if you cannot hear what's happening around you, you don't have a clear mental picture of where everybody else is. And when you're trying to enter an aerodrome like Lingayen, it's chaos there. You only are supposed to have 4 airplanes in the pattern. There you have 6, sometimes 7 airplanes in the pattern.
Wow.
And it's all... So there are many mistakes that can happen. Keep on telling everybody else where you are, while at the same time listening at where they're reporting they are. So... That's the challenge. It's the talking and the listening. The flying part is easy. If you're alone, doesn't matter. You don't care. You can go anywhere. But if you're working in a busy airspace like Clark, so sometimes you're already on downwind, you want to turn base into final, but then there's a big one coming on the big runway, so they'll extend your downwind, so you will follow the big one. You don't go ahead of it because it will trigger the TCAS, and then that's going to be an incident. And then the pilot of the big plane will yell at the tower and say, "Oh, the student was flying too near our aircraft. Do we have to?" Yes, things like that.
Oh wow, that sounds like so scary. Like that air traffic.
They're large aircraft, so you can see them. But you have to give them a big berth because if you get caught in the turbulence, you're a 152 Cessna at 1,670.
Oh man,
pounds.
You're gonna walk. No.
Well, they will. Yeah, you'll be like a leaf in the wind.
Yeah.
Oh so God. The tower makes sure there's ample separation. But it's your primary responsibility. You're in command of the aircraft.
Well, what makes it? Is there a high when you fly? Like, I mean, like a stoke?
After. When you land safely and you're able to add your hours and you're able to improve your airmanship. It's then that you feel it. While you're up there, you're very busy. You're very busy because these things don't have autopilot. These things have broken fuel gauges. These things have, you know, they're really old. They're older than I am.
Oh, wow.
So, and you're very busy because you really, you can trim the aircraft so it's stable, but the winds will carry you. So you have to keep on correcting. And not only that, you need to be sure of your exact position at any time. Because you can be asked, request position, and you must be able to answer accurately.
So, bawal sabog.
Bawal?
Just sad to ask.
Sure. We fast from alcohol 24 hours if we are to be in command.
Wow. Wow. That's you are...
The regulations
lying.
Only say 8, but it's safer to have a 24-hour fast from alcohol.
But how about like sleeplessness? Like if you're puyat?
The CAR does not specify how much sleep you need, if I am not mistaken. But it's better to have a full night's sleep. But not too much that you're groggy. You will be able to tell if you're in good condition. Because if you're not in good condition, you will decide to cancel na lang or reschedule. Kasi there's no need to push things.
So between, like, I'm curious, like between cooking and flying, which do you
cooking
enjoy?
Cooking is lifetime. Cooking is lifetime because you need to eat all your life.
Yeah,
flying,
yeah, yeah.
This is just bucket list thing. I'm pretty much done with it. It's an expensive endeavor. And I got already what I want from it. The truth is I don't have the private pilot license yet. I need to do 2 more flights to San Fernando, La Union, and the check ride. But, you know, frankly, I'm not too gung-ho anymore because I got what I wanted from it. I just wanted to be able to prove to myself I can take off and land by myself and fly somewhere and come back by myself, which I have done. And really, I'm not into organizations, informal organizations, and getting these documents and those
That's
documents.
That's actually true. Ever since, even in during Dipolog days, because so Ramon is the one who would take me firing in Dipolog.
Okay.
Like, right. He never joined any of the groups. I remember you distinctly saying that, na parang you didn't want to, like, you know, be partial to one group.
No, actually, eventually, I did join both. And if I joined both because they invited me. I didn't know they each had a beef with each other. And I'm like, if you're gonna be like that, I'll just stay home.
Diba? Tas tayo na lang, nina Jeric. Mas masaya pa tayo.
Exactly.
So what's next? What are you getting? Interested
maybe
in?
if you were to ask me what's gnawing at me is to answer that is what's next, because my life before Clark was just pure travel. If you see my passport, it's puno, but just Asian countries.
Yeah, yeah.
So I live a month in Thailand, another month in Vietnam, another month in Cambodia, and I go to Iran because I met some Persians who speak Tagalog because they studied dentistry here. So I get along with all types of people, and I like to travel and eat. But I live in very humble accommodations. I live in an 8-bed hostel with, you know, 7 other smelly Caucasians, and I don't mind.
Same here. I did the same thing. I did that for 3 years. I got back last year. But I like the nomadic lifestyle. I actually want to travel again. I miss it.
Yeah, I do. But this is temporary.
It is. It'll come back. It'll become normal again.
Oh, yeah.
So how are you passing the time now, though?
Wake up in the morning, take a bike ride, and then if I have no more food in the house, do the groceries, maybe go to Subic if there's a good deal. I'm a really cheap bastard. So if I see a sale, I don't care if it's expired. I think those things never go bad. If it's there, it's half off.
Yeah.
I'll just buy as much as I can fill the car with. I use this one. It's really small. But recently, I bought a bigger old car so I could transport more stuff. And so the wife is here with the dog.
You can edit this out, Nikki, from on once. But so... he is now in a sports car, but he also has an expedition just in case.
No, that's for hauling the dog and the dog cage.
To haul it,
and,
like, couple of months, like a year ago almost maybe, Ramon messaged, he's like, because his first cousins actually live in Cavite Street, which is like one block away, right, from our house.
Yeah, yeah.
Like less than a block nga eh. Parang half a block lang eh. Isang bahay nga lang yung pagitan. So he shows up in this car and I'm like, holy shit. It's a fucking sports car.
No, like, it's the most popular sports car in the world because it's attainable. You don't have to stand. You know, yeah, it's reliable. It's not fast by any measure, but it's fun. Two seats, just me and my wife.
Yeah, and track days, diba? You sent me photos.
I got the membership. The first year I got the membership, so I could go there every day.
But I like the way your philosophy towards life, you know, to like
really
do what you want, to like live on your own terms. But I'm curious how that started. Like, were your parents were the ones who encouraged you, or was it something you figured out as you got older?
No, my father was killed we don't know yet, but because he was supporting the communists. My mom is a card-carrying member of the Communist Party of the Philippines. And they wanted me to become a doctor and follow in their footsteps, but I had other plans. So even as a young person, I already decided that, you know, I will choose what I want and I'll do what I want. And they were not able to force me into medicine, much less into the Communist Party of the Philippines.
But did you struggle with that, though? Was there an internal struggle or was it very easy? No, it was. Okay.
No, we'd had conflicts, we'd have book burnings, we'd have...
Kwento mo yung piano, bro. Kwento mo yung piano.
Oh, yeah. Set fire to a piano. Because, you know, I just went crazy. Pulled everything outside of the house and felt like everything had such a, you know... bad feeling about them, so I just set fire to the piano.
I get that feeling. No, that's totally understandable.
Eh, but it was a broken piano, and it was never gonna play again. So it was no great loss.
Yeah.
And then, but, downselling. Sorry, Ramon. I have to say this. You know, I always say this with the best of intentions. He's downplaying his dad. His dad is actually a hero, Dr. Bobby De La Paz. Like, he is a recognized hero.
Yeah. I've heard of Bobby De La Paz. Yeah.
Yeah. He used to have that painting on EDSA, right?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Well, hero. I don't know.
I know you don't like it. That's why I made disclaimer.
No. I mean, sure. Maybe the part where you serve the people is heroic in a sense. But he didn't have to die to become a hero.
True.
Diba?
That's true.
Because if we say that it was because he died to become a hero, it wasn't the work that made you the hero. It was the dying. But the dying doesn't help anyone.
It doesn't. You're right. It doesn't.
Agree.
It doesn't.
Well, it depends who you ask. Some will use it as propaganda. Some will use it to push their own agenda. I'm very much against that.
Yeah, same.
Yeah,
and now
has their own agenda.
I'm curious, like now that we're all adults, like, do you feel like?
Oh no, you're talking only the two of you.
No, but do you feel like in the way you live your life, is it more liberating now? Like, wala nang internal struggle, or is there some form of, I don't know? Because with me, I think me and Snap are the same in that we're like, we said this in the last episode. We're both recovering hedonists. You know what I mean? I mean, we're trying to find that balance. I mean, we love having fun. It's not like we stop that, but we have to kind of like pull the reins in a bit. Do not go out of control. Because it gets out of control.
Yeah. Oh, you're right.
Gets out of control.
So what's your question?
I mean, do you feel that? Like, do you feel like you need to control it, or do you feel comfortable with the way?
Is there a pushing and pulling inside? No. I'm in much better control these days because I am able to choose who I hang out with, and you just learn to moderate as you go along. So I mean, like, some of my friends, they cannot have a lot of liquor in the house because they will drink it all.
I can have
a big collection and not touch it for a few days, and it's just there. Let's put it this way. When some of my friends have their party favors and they know they cannot trust themselves, they let me keep it because I can keep it for a year. It won't get touched.
Yeah. Is this a cultivated sense of control? Like, did you have to cultivate it?
Not consciously.
Parang as you got older lang.
Emerged. Oh.
Yeah.
Choices na niya eh, diba? So,
again,
do what you want with whom you want when you want. So parang it's reached the point where his flow is so in sync now with that part of his life.
Well, I love food, so I might be eating more than I should because I am not able to lose as much weight as I want. But beyond that, I don't really have anything that I indulge into excess right now.
In my mind. Yeah. No, that's
I love that caveat.
Everybody else will have their own opinion.
Exactly. That's the part that's a bit of a mind fuck.
I don't go to church enough, which is not at all.
I got that from my sister yesterday in the dinner table. Oh, don't say anything, Nikki dies.
No, but it's funny because we all have a lot of friends who are very indulgent, and parang I was like telling them. I mean, no judgment, but like for me, kasi parang I like imposing like sort of like restrictions to myself, like parang every other day. That's you can smoke a bit. If not. Para lang you can, kasi for me, mas masarap rin eh, when you kind of have a bit more limitations eh, rather than all day you're smoking or like.
Yeah, I mean, the brain was not designed to have, too much of a good thing.
Yeah, that much pleasure. So, it's not healthy.
Even if you could afford to dose yourself with whatever chemical you choose, there's a certain point, the neurotransmitters will say, there's no more.
Wala na.
Wala
ka nang nararamdaman.
No, but the body is still being affected by the other physiological effects. Of course. When you get into trouble.
Yeah.
Because let's say you depleted your serotonin, but you still want to go back to that place again. Yeah. You'll destroy your heart. You'll destroy your. You'll overheat.
Yeah.
So we've seen that happen.
Yeah, for sure.
Very true. Ramon, it's been a pleasure talking. Like, I really loved your stories and your, like I said, your philosophy in life.
Totally, man.
Hopefully, we get to hang out.
Sooner rather than later.
Yeah, yeah. Si Snap lang naman yung maraming excuse.
Fuck you, man.
Ako lang yung goal lang.
Depends on my life. Both of you know. I live in a lab.
He's very busy. Yeah.
You can spend a day, man. You can spend a day.
No, I'm spending 3 days in Cagayan Valley tomorrow until Thursday. And, you know, that's direct.
Ramon just offered you to ride the plane with him.
I know. We have to plan it. We have to plan it well para hindi siya...
Oh, yeah. Of course. Of course.
Yeah, para
everything has to be... A negative score, di ba?
Yeah.
It has to be positive para life experiences just are good.
Yeah, of course.
Ramon doesn't completely believe in all of it because he's rando. He believes in, you know, the randomness of everything, which is also a version of
that. Things are not good or bad in themselves.
They're not. That's true. I believe that.
I'm sure you know the story of the farmer, with the horse, and then did you know that story?
Yeah.
So the horse, he lost his horse. Oh, you're unfortunate you lost his horse. Tomorrow, the horse comes back with a few wild horses. Oh, you're so lucky you got more horses. And the day after, the son takes care of the wild horses and gets kicked and gets crippled. Oh, you have bad luck because the horses. So, and then he just keeps saying, yeah, we'll see. And then the day after, the RB comes, we're going to get all the able-bodied men so the son got away.
Yep.
So what happens is not necessarily bad or good. You don't know. We will see.
No, I love that. I love that story. I think that's super true. You gotta back up it. The big picture talaga. Yeah.
So when you get pissed off, you remind yourself of that story. Because so many things that we think are, you know, annoying, bad, later turns out to be.
Yeah.
You know, it leads to something that you might actually like.
Exactly.
Very, very true.
Exactly. All right. That's it. Remember that, kids. That story is super important. I think that's...
Listen and learn, kids. Listen and learn.
Listen and learn. Thanks, Ramon. It was really nice talking.
Thank you, Snap.
Yeah, thank you.
Very
thank
honored you. To be on here. No?
So much fun.
Thanks for the time, brother.
No problem.
Have a good night, man. Be safe.
Good night.
Be safe there, Ramona. Ingat, bro.
Yeah, of course. Bye-bye.
See you, bro. Bye.
Bye-bye.